Think of a reality show set in a hospital.
Sometimes it doesn't matter how good we are and what we're doing, accidents do happen.
You okay?
I felt the sting of the blood in my eye. I just need to wash my eye, actually. A little artery got me in the eye, so I need to wash it.
You never know what kind of disease you can get just by getting stuck, splashed. You get exposed to everything you can imagine.
Certainly, it's no surprise to anyone who turns on the television that there's plenty of reality in the nation's hospitals or hospitals around the world, which is why documentary producers and entertainment shows set themselves in hospitals. Tonight on ABC premieres a six-part program called Hopkins. The executive producer of that program is Terrence Wrong of ABC. Thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the series. It's fair to say that this series is your second sort of immersion into Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore, right?
Yes. Thanks for having me, John. Oh. This is the second time.
Second time. And in this particular series, and you know, I've watched them all, there are some production qualities, production elements that set these apart from a traditional documentary. And also we learn a lot more about the staff and the doctors in this six-part series. How do you distinguish yourself doing a medical documentary at an era where there are medical shows on Discovery and TLC and you've got Grey's Anatomy and the entertainment side? How do you do something different and really contribute to people's insights into what goes on in a hospital?
Well, it's really tough. I mean, when we began this 8 years ago, it was pre the big wave of reality. There were only two reality shows on the air, Survivor and Big Brother. And the concept was to take the traditional cinema verite, you know, fly-on-the-wall camera techniques of the greats, Frederick Wiseman, the Maisels, Penny Baker, and with small format cameras capture lots of footage and just show life as it unfolds and as it happens. Those techniques were basically stolen by reality television to do what they do, which is much more manipulated and choreographed and storyboarded. It's not what we do. So that's been tough.
There are real interesting production values in this program that some reviewers have remarked that maybe you don't need them. They're embellishments. But I actually enjoyed the soundtrack and just the sort of graphic qualities of the show. Were you compelled to use a grammar of the entertainment division, because Grey's Anatomy, of course, is a really popular show on ABC? In some sense, it's almost inescapable that comparisons would be made.
Yeah, I mean, look, on our show, medicine is in the foreground, and the soap opera elements, the getting personal with the characters, are in the background. On Grey's Anatomy, it's soap opera, and medicine just happens to be the background. But, you know, we're putting this on in prime time. If you want people to watch it, it can't be Nova. There has to be plot development, characters who are really compelling.
Our partner is WGBH on this program. If you want people to watch it, it can't be Nova.
Actually...
Whoa! That's reality. We love Nova. Yeah.
But different strokes for different folks.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let's. Go ahead, Dora.
I was just going to say I was prepared to. I hadn't seen it, and I was prepared to think, oh, gee, what a nice documentary. But I was actually blown away by the first episode, Terrence. It's so raw and so compelling, and it's not in your stomach powerful because you see these doctors immediately as real people. The stakes are very high, obviously, in any hospital, but you see them as real people so immediately and how they're trying to balance saving lives and their own lives, which sometimes need a little saving.
Terrence, let's listen to one and then we'll come back and you can comment.
We were married and had children before you started your residency.
Right.
And then if you take that and then you put in, you know, 100 hours a week and you're sleeping in the hospital every third night, and then the other nights you're not guaranteed to be home, and after a certain amount of time that just gets wearing.
Yeah, but I think things are a lot different now with the 80-hour work week. I think...
Did you just say the 80-hour work week?
But the new residents.
Okay, right. Because you have never worked an 80-hour work week. That's funny, babe.
A divorce that unfolds entirely in your program. That's amazing.
It does, but they don't end up divorced. They do. I don't want to give it away. I mean, they're still working it out.
He's such a documentary filmmaker.
I am. What a geek.
But it's the watching it unfold that's so powerful.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the great beauty of this kind of television, is it's unpredictable. You don't know what's going to happen next. Your hand is not being held by the ubiquitous, you know, authoritative voice of the correspondent. It's not a what we call a backtell. You're not recreating footage to talk about something that happened. Literally, it happens for the viewer, hopefully like it happened for our camera person. Didn't know what was going to happen next.
I love that you come on. You trash Nova. You trash correspondence. You know, that's great. It's really sweet to have you here. Let's hug. But, you know, I think it actually works really, really well not having a correspondent. I mean,
the
expectation of an expose in documentary is not in this show. You're really just there floating around. The stories kind of rush at you, and then some of them are really quiet and slow. There's a real diversity of narrative in this piece, and I wonder if that was hard to achieve in the edit room.
It is really hard to achieve. And now you're
1,500
really,
hours?
1,500 to make six. Now you're really getting into my wheelhouse, which is the main reason I like to do this, which is in the edit room. It's the weaving of the stories. That's where a craft has really evolved. And to try to keep the attention of this attention deficit audience in this era of white noise, you have to be so on your game and aware of what's going on in the dramas.
You know, the headline here, even though we're saving it to the end, is these make money. These get a pretty big audience. I mean, one of your colleagues was telling me last summer the documentary unit that you're involved in did a whole big thing on NASCAR, and it didn't do very well at all. But these stories make money.
They should, but, you know, so much is dependent on your lead-in. You can make the greatest show on earth, and it all depends on positioning. It's also very unpredictable. I think one thing that's really good is that ABC is committed to putting fresh programming on in the summer, and they were 8 years ago. And, you know, a lot of the networks, you know, took the summer audience for granted for many years.
Well, Terrence, thanks so much for being with us. The show is Hopkins. It's a profile documentary, cameras inside one of the most prestigious hospitals in the United States, Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. Let's go out on that last moment that gives you a sense of just how real it gets.
Really worth your time. Really worth your time.
Here we go. It's a little bit from Hopkins. Thanks, Terry, for being here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Your daughter goes off to a swimming party, and then you get that phone call. It's got to be the worst nightmare imaginable. It's consistent, you know, with what we see when people drown. You know, the brain doesn't survive without oxygen. There isn't anything that we can do to reverse it. I mean, basically, she has passed on from us at this stage.
That is some reality television. Tonight on Hopkins on ABC Network.